Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knix Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Okay, folks, so quick take on the two elections. I'm not going to talk about Florida because Florida's stupid. Those are hardcore Republican districts. One of them is deeply in the panhandle. Nobody but Republicans was ever going to win one of those districts. Is Ron DeSantis, the governor, explained in Florida. Look, one of the guys, one of the Republicans is not popular with the base. This is not a referendum on Trump or Democrats or anything. I honestly don't even know why we were talking about those races. Okay, the one that actually is interesting is Wisconsin. A significant win for a no-name Democrat judge in a state that Trump won. Okay, how much did Trump win Wisconsin by? Less than a point. In 2024, he lost it in 2020. It is a true swing state. In Wisconsin, Trump got 1.697 million votes and Her Highness got 1.668 million. So incredibly close. What about this race yesterday? Susan Crawford, the liberal. Well, I hate to tell you, it wasn't even close. She got 1.3 million votes and he got 1,063,000 votes. So came in about 240,000 votes behind her. What does this mean? Okay, it means number one, the Democrats understandably are fired up. They got their rumps kicked. They stayed home. They've got regrets. They came out. And what we saw on the ground in Wisconsin is exactly what CNN commentator Scott Jennings, one of my favorites, warned us about. If Trump is not on the ballot, what we have is a large coalition that put Trump in office, yes, but it's not a very motivated one. If he's not on the ballot, they're not going to show up. And Jennings went on to explain, look, this Republican Congress has done absolutely nothing, I think on purpose, to motivate anyone to give a damn about them. And what this race showed is that our side not coming out. And folks, so this isn't hardcore Republicans staying home. I'm sure most of them voted. These are the Republicans on the fringe. And these are independents who lean Trump, who put him over the line and, you know, put him over in Wisconsin. They're just not motivated. And folks, I can't get mad at them. I can't. You don't understand, why were they motivated for Trump, right? What do you think? You're a low propensity, low information voter. What do you picture? You picture Trump's fist in the air, fight, fight, fight. And what do you watch him do every day in D.C.? He fights, man. If you don't like him, maybe you like most of what he does, but not all of it. He's fighting. People love that. Contrast that with the ridiculous excuse for leadership from John Thune and Mike Johnson. I mean, this week, folks, Mike Johnson can't even handle a vote on voting. And the Congress ends up shut down during the rest of the week. Every week is precious. And you've got CEOs all over the world considering whether to come here, whether to open plants. This was a critical week in Trump's tariff battle, a critical week for the future of the country economically. And Congress is shut down because stupid Anna Paulina lunatic wants to, I don't know, she had a baby and she wants to vote from home. I mean, they don't get it. They just don't get it. So, you know, Mike Johnson's on TV going, well, we're not going to pass the, you know, law putting the kibosh on the judicial dictators, which they could easily do. Well, I guess the Trump tax cuts are moving. Nothing's moving. So back to the world CEOs, right, who are considering maybe, you know, moving into America. They're going to wait till 4 o'clock today and see, you know, exactly, you know, which tariffs Trump goes with, because he's laid out three distinctly different tariff plans. One of them is you move here, you make your stuff here. If you want to send it from somewhere else, we're tariffing it that you can build your factory and employ us and we won't tariff it, right? Then there's the opposing, this is a second different plan, the reciprocal plan. Okay, you don't have to move to America, but whatever trade barriers you put in our way, we'll put in your way. But we'd prefer to go to zero. So, folks, those two plans are contradictory. Nobody knows what Trump's going to announce at 4 p.m. today. But you can see the vigor, the zeal with which he fights. I think people believe he really wants them to succeed, given the beating he's taken. Then you got old John Thune in the Senate this week, a week ago in the Hill. I mean, the most devastating thing I've seen so far, with him saying, well, you know, we don't yet know if we're going to get around to the big three by this summer. The big three is Trump's immigration bill, Trump's tax cut bill, and most importantly, the energy bill to streamline the energy process. So suppose you're a Japanese, I don't know, automaker. You're thinking about pacifying Trump by opening a plant here. Well, folks, you can't even do the back of the envelope math. What are your energy prices? I don't know. What are the odds you move here and a Democrat wins in 2028 and they go and slap that same executive order on the automakers demanding that 70%, 60 to 70% of the production be EVs? You can't sell that crap. You're going to lose your shirt. You can't come here. And then on top of that, well, where am I going to get energy from? Well, I don't know. I have no clue. I mean, it's April. And folks, the first time that Mike Johnson said that we needed an energy bill was in the beginning of December. And that was because, remember, Joe Biden put the kibosh on all the new permits. So every day that goes by, we lose time. Because if you want to drill for natural gas, say, right, you need the exploratory permit first. Then you go through the phases of the process. Then you need the drilling permit. Then you need the final drilling permit. You got to go on and on and on and on. Biden put the kibosh on that. There's not going to be any new permits. So as these wells go dry, we run out, or you can't affordably, you know, frack what exists, the U.S. energy supply will dwindle without this energy bill coming through. Problem number two, coal. Everybody who's competing with us is using coal. Between China and India, they open a new coal fire plant a day. So what did Donald Trump do? Well, he put out an executive order saying, hey, we're going to use clean coal. Awesome. Here's the problem. We've gutted our coal. When Obama took office, 40% of the energy mix was coal. Now it's 17. Democrats have vowed to end it completely by 2030. But understand, folks, there's no plan to replace it. And with the natural gas off limits, no one can start the process now that's needed for new wells, which it's all frozen. Okay, so this should be as easy as ABC 123 for the Republicans. Okay, you don't have to stand up with bullets hailing down on your head and scream fight with blood running down your face. You're a Republican. Pass a damn energy bill. It's April and they haven't done it. And it's beginning to show. It's going to hurt us dearly in this trade war. And folks, here's the other problem we got right now. Do you want to open a plant in a country with a recession? Do you want to do that? Because let me tell you what, we're in a recession. And I've been telling you that for a long time. We've been in a recession since the fall. And what happened starting in January, before Trump took office, the Atlanta Federal Reserve began revising the growth figures, the growth projections. So Joe Biden leaves office and they say, 3.9% growth. And then within days, the Fed's like, well, we meant 2%. Oh, actually, you know, we forecast negative 1.5%, i.e. a recession. So, folks, bottom line, we inherited a recession from Joe Biden. What could we do right now about that? Basic survival stuff for a political party. Trump tax cuts. And yet it's April. Bill's not moving. John Thune again. Well, you know, we might not even get to it till the fall. What are you doing? The House isn't sending you anything. And I'll tell you what they're doing, folks. Their globalist donors are demanding this of them. Just sit still. Don't move. Don't do anything. You'll gut all of the economic stuff that Trump is trying to do, especially the tariffs, the trade wars, which, folks, when you look at what is Trump's agenda, and it's truly awesome, as laid out by Kevin Hassett this week, his pretty much chief trade advisor, head of his economic council. It is to onshore a full 15 points of GDP. Onshore it. Bring the manufacturing back. Go back to a time like the mid-1980s when 97% of the cars were made here. We can do that. We truly can. But let me explain to you what's going on here, okay? All of these big multinational corporations set prices, often illogically, not capitalistically, at the international level. They have total.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Power now. That power has been taken from mainstream America. A lot of them are traded on the stock market, and they're not happy. And so what are they doing? Well, a lot of them are Republican donors. They donate to both parties. They're whispering in the Republicans' ears, don't you dare. Don't you dare move. Don't stop the recession. We don't want a new tax bill because that benefits mainstream America. We want a recession. We want to scuttle these trade talks. We don't want factories back in America. We don't want any of it. We want to remain international in our control structure. So you're literally watching the Republican leadership engineer a recession. Yeah, you are. And folks, I think on the Mike Johnson side, I think he's just a coward. I think he just does not have the backbone or the will or the fight. I think he's fearful. I think he let the Democrats. I mean, keep in mind, this is a guy who the Democrats saved his speakership last year. They voted to keep him as speaker and overcome a move by Marjorie Taylor Greene to remove him. OK, this guy's incredibly weak. John Thune is incredibly evil. He is a bad, bad dude who is rooting for Trump to fail because he came in on a wave of Bush cash. He is a Bush donor baby. That's who recruited him. That's who brought him into politics. That's who raises his money. And so they want failure. They want global government. They want big global corporations. They want global corporations controlling American markets from overseas. And from this sort of supernatural national, you know, way they operate. And so the best way to do that is to hurt Trump. And so for Trump to be going into this trade war with, you know, the inflation burden from Joe Biden and the printing and Republicans completely frozen. I'm telling you, all these CEOs are calling Trump and saying, you know, I'd love to move to the U.S., but, you know, your party can't tell me what my tax rate's going to be. They can't help me on my tax rate. Remember when Trump was campaigning, he suggested a 15% tax rate. Folks, if Republicans could do that and ram that through, if we could get that through, I got to tell you, we wouldn't need tariffs. They'd be knocking down the walls to move here. Even a simple write-off structure, maybe attached to another bill that would get them down there to that low level. Just anything we could do would help right now. So back to this Wisconsin race, because folks, Florida isn't even a swing state anymore. It's a red state. We just got to look at what's going to happen in 2026. If these Republicans do not notch some wins or show the people that, you know, they're on their side, there's no fighting spirit there. There's no motivation. There's nothing. I don't think the voters have figured out yet that John Thune, Lindsey Graham, all of them are deliberately undermining Trump. I don't think they've figured that out yet. Because think about this way. Lindsey Graham chairs the budget committee now. So he controls all the strings and everything that gets spent. I don't think they've figured any of that out, that the Republican Party is openly undermining Trump. Trump has hit it well. He doesn't want to show weakness going into this trade fight, so he hasn't picked the fight that he needs to have with these Republicans. But Wisconsin, and folks, again, that's a big win. 240,000 votes, larger than Trump's margin of victory for a no-name Democrat. That's a big win. That shows us the level they're going to be fired up at in 2026 and the lack of enthusiasm for Republicans. So, you know, again, as Bonchi, one of my favorite writers at Deep State, wrote, he's absolutely right about this. Last night should be a wake-up call for the House and Senate Republicans in the White House. There is no time to lose now. The chances of losing the House in 2026 have gone way up. That means you've got about a year to get anything done. Reconciliation needs to happen ASAP. By the way, that's all the Doge cuts. That's, hey, for the first time since 2022, Republicans are going to stop passing Nancy Pelosi's budget as a CR, because that's what we do. We, even when the Democrats aren't in power, we still keep passing their budget. And you know what needs to happen now? They need to be sitting in committee marking up appropriations bills. They can go line by line. If they don't pass Nancy Pelosi's budget, if they do appropriations bills, they can mark them up. They can cut all this stuff out. Because otherwise, folks, we're going to come out of this year with 3.5 to 5, somewhere between 3.5 to 5% inflation. And it's going to be over. So they've still got time. And I know Trump can read these tea leaves. He's going to have to take a firm hand with his Congress, because nobody else will do it.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.